Haskell, Brother, and Sister. Nashville, Tennessee, December 29, 1901. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I received your letters, Brother Haskell, and will say to you, stop worrying and praise God from whom all blessings flow. If I should look at things in their present light, I should be inclined to say my leaving my home in winter and coming to New England was a mistake. I have suffered severely and nearly lost my life, and I am unable to see that my coming has been a help to any of you.
What does it mean? Is it because you have outlined just what you would be pleased to have done, and it does not come as you desire?
It is not always best for us to have our own way. The Lord lives, and He knows what is best for us. He will work for the good of all the believers. We must let the Lord work in His own way. He has plainly revealed His will, and now let His will be done. Forbid Him not. I have given Him a message. For Christ's sake, do believe, and rest in faith and simple trust. Cultivate restfulness, and commit the keeping of your soul unto Him as unto a faithful Creator. He will keep that which is committed to His trust. He is not pleased to have us cover His altar with our tears and complaints. You have enough to praise God for already if you do not see another soul converted. But the good work will go on if you will only go forward and not be trying to adjust everything to your own ideas. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, and be ye thankful. Let the Lord have room to work. Do not block His way. He can and will work if we will let Him. Well now, be sure to stop complaining and let the Lord work by whom He will. He loves you and has shown His tender regard for you and has blessed you. But be sure you do not try to take the work out of the hands of the Lord, thinking you know best how it should go. To get hold at all in New York is a great and wonderful thing. And if the Lord has given Elder Frank His appointment and gift, varying from yours, do not suppose that will destroy your opportunities. I feel most anxious lest you will carry a load on your shoulders that will make you very unhappy and sick. Thank God that He has appointed men who can draw the class that it is difficult to reach. That is how I look at the matter, and that is what I am saying to you with great earnestness in the night season. The Lord has a work for you to do, and one for Elder Frank to do also. He has laid out the work just as clearly as possible, but it does not exactly meet your mind. Now let God fix up the matter. Let each light be trimmed and burning, each shining amid the moral darkness of that awfully wicked city, dead in trespasses and sins. A Paul may plant, and Apollos may water, but it is God that giveth the increase. Let each man do his best. You lost your courage over your worrying. Now, sweetly, hopefully, feel the interest God has in His workers. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16, verse 20. Our own will must be submitted to God's will. Oh, we are so inclined to leave God out of our plans. He is arranging matters according to the purpose of His will. He will magnify His holy name if we will only give Him room to work by whom He will. Do not think I am scolding you. No, I am trying to have you see all things in an unselfish, clear light. Then you will cease looking at the discouraging things and will watch and pray trustfully and take God at His word. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 22, 23, 25. My brother, whom I respect in the Lord, let the Lord plan his own work. As for you and me, let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Verse 26. The Lord has wonderfully opened the way before you and given you evidences of his great love and care. Now praise him and do not reveal a weakness that shall hurt your influence. Help those who have not had the experience you have had by encouraging words as a father, and let them help you. You can help one another. We must remember that the enemy will seek to discourage every one who is a worker together with God.
I am instructed to tell you that God loves you, and he would have you express your love to him. He does not want your brethren to suppose that no one can work with you, because they can, and the can must be in you. You must believe that God is working with you, and put away your own ideas and work with your brethren. Unite with them all you possibly can. When you feel tired, stop work till you are rested. Let us all do our best cheerfully and lovingly and patiently and hopefully. Read these words. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1 to 13. Do not become weary, so that your strength shall become sickly. God wants to make you his mouthpiece, to speak through you to others. Then be sure that you do not stand in your own light. Hide yourself in Jesus and give courage and hope to the souls of others. When you get so weary that you feel full of care and worry and self-pity, just go apart and rest a while. Do not worry yourself out of the arms of Jesus. I must stop now, for I did not think I could write another line before I began this. But I am writing you this letter just as my mind is moved to write. Do not think I forget to pray for you and Sister Haskell. I am full of faith in the Lord's working through you in doing the work he has appointed. Look away from yourself unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Be of good courage, and he will bring it to pass. You are not to be weaklings. When you feel thus, take an entire rest. Talk courage, talk faith, and you may create an atmosphere of hopefulness and brightness. In much love.